This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, good evening, everyone, and welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael K.
There's a nude picture of Don on the back.
I would all like to say good evening to Don.
You old stupid man, get lost.
Wow. And knowing Don's luck, that's going to like accidentally play it during an interview with Vin Scully.
And you can't blame me. I'm nowhere near any drops right now, brother.
But the fact that you've got it in the ether, you would be blamed. That might be the dissolution of our friendship if that ever happened.
Really?
Yeah, I really believe that.
So you love him more than me?
Yeah, I do.
Got another thing for you.
He's been Vin Scully.
That's all he had to do.
That's all he had to do.
Well, let's say
so
good
I'm
evening.
Closer to Doc than Doc Emmerich than you? Come on. I'm closer to you. I know Doc a lot better than you know Vin.
True. They're practically best friends. Let's say good evening to Don again.
I saw Ty at the Garden not too long ago, so.
I love when Don, any reference to a random hangout with a hockey player,
When he had the burger with
Wayne Gretzky? Well, that's special.
That's good
You don't
times.
Think I'm going to tell, because the Twins were with me. Mike Madonna follows me on Twitter. I'm very proud of who I am and what I do.
Wait, Madonna really does follow you on Twitter? There's
no
way.
Not Madonna.
There's no way.
Madonna.
Oh, Madonna.
Mike Modano.
Well, that I can see happening.
Wait.
I mean, Madonna looks down her nose at somebody like you.
Hold on real quick. I just want to get clear here for the audience. Are you telling me that you believe it's more likely Mike Modano would follow Don than Madonna would follow Don?
Yeah, wow. I believe that. I know that's going out on a limb,
but
I am.
Hey, Ice-T follows me, Ruth Buzzy. You go through my verifieds, you'd be very surprised.
I still don't understand Buzzy.
She's
usually
either.
A very discerning Twitter follower. To follow you for what reason?
I can't imagine. I'd love to sit down and talk to Owen Nolan.
I could argue they're my favorite Don drops. I really could argue that. So Tom Wilson of the Capitals has been fined $5,000 for his punch yesterday on Pavel Buchnevich in the back of the head while Buchnevich was face down on the ice. Of course, people may have been more upset about the way he threw Artemi Panarin to the ice during the ensuing scrum. There was no penalty for that. Here's the Rangers' Ryan Strome on the Tom Wilson situation.
He's got good skill and he can, you know, he's produced in this league, but I just think that across the line, I think the whole play from the start, it was just Bucci trying to score a goal and jam the puck in, and everything from his stick on his neck or the head and everything after that. And a defenseless player in Panarin, in my opinion, with no helmet on, a superstar in our league. I know it's not my responsibility to make decisions, but I just can't believe that. I think it's unfortunate our best player is out for the rest of the year. And yeah, it's just it's an unfortunate incident that has nothing to do with the play or the game of hockey. I think that's kind of where the big issue is.
Rangers coach David Quinn asked if the punishment was enough for Wilson.
Not at all. I mean, to me, anybody in hockey, certainly everybody in our organization is very disappointed. Certainly thought it was warranted a suspension. We're just really disappointed. A line was crossed. The guy didn't have his helmet on. Vulnerable. He got hurt. You know, to me, it was there was an awful lot there to suspend him.
All right. So what happens tomorrow?
You know who we're going to have on tomorrow? The perfect guy to have on.
Who?
Mark Messier is going to be on to talk about this tomorrow.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Mark would take
no
guff from anybody. And I know the league has changed. I get it. And I think it's for the better, all right? Because, believe me, nobody, as much as you say that fighting and violence sells, nobody wants to see a game that lasts 4 hours with people just beating up on each other. I mean, nobody wants to go back.
No, they don't want that either. I agree.
I just want guys to be held accountable. Clearly, the Rangers are upset about it. Clearly, they feel like justice was not served. So let's see how they go about it, because the schedule has been kind to them in the sense that their very next game is in their building against the Capitals. So what are you going to do?
Michael, if you really want to impress Messier, by the way, you know he prefers to be have his name pronounced Messier.
No, I didn't know that. Really?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Come right out with it. Don, tomorrow, am I right? Am I right? Yeah. Yep.
That would be incorrect.
Don, how well do you know Messier?
In passing, if I see him, we'll talk and say hello. He's a very nice guy.
Now, will he say, "Hey, Don," or you think he knows your face, doesn't know exactly who you are?
Probably the latter.
He knows. I've seen him, and he says, "Hey, Mike," and I'm not even a hockey fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was mean. That was just because Don is revealing, and I was hoping Don was going to answer that he knew exactly who he was, and I had a whole thing planned.
Right.
It didn't go that way. Don doesn't feel that way because he's an honest guy. And rather than you just keep it to yourself,
right,
you just have to big hand it and just go, well, he knows who I am. I mean, I'm Michael K, for God's sake.
I didn't say that.
Don, it's in there, though, right?
No, listen, he knew exactly what he was doing. Right. Now, Graves knows me by name.
Gravy. You call him Gravy?
No.
You don't call him Gravy?
No.
I call Corey Graves Gravy. You don't call Adam Graves Gravy.
I call him Adam.
I call him Gravy. If you don't call him Gravy, Mike. It's ridiculous for you not calling him Gravy.
Do people call him Gravy?
Of course.
I think his former teammates do. I think any media member that goes and says, "Hey, Gravy," is a tool.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I would think in hockey, everyone calls him Gravy.
Box. I mean, really.
Do you call Buchnevich Bucci?
No.
All right, let's
call people by their first name. What are you supposed to call them? I'm not a teammate of them.
Do you call Dave Maloney Step?
There are people in the business that say call him Davey. I don't even go Davey. It's Dave.
Yeah, call him Step. I think he'll like that.
No, I don't think he'd like that at all.
All right. Obviously, the other
what
big
a fun
news.
Show. Why it's are you not listening to this show?
Who is? Who's not?
I want to know. People wouldn't listen to this show. I don't get it.
Well, listen, people have bad taste in a lot of things, all right? We could talk TV ratings. You could look up and down the board, all right? People are watching and listening to things that are moronic. The other story of the day, of course, was the firing of Chili Davis as the hitting coach for the New York Mets. And this comes after a weird week of the Mets talking about Donnie Darko, or whatever the guy's name was. They're made up.
Donnie.
That's a very underrated movie, by the way.
What was it? Diesel Donnie?
Yeah. Donnie Darko, they cut the leg off, right? Sawed it off right in half.
Diesel Donnie, the made-up pitching coach. And then before you know it, you turn around.
No, made-up hitting coach. They have a real pitching coach.
Sorry, I meant hitting coach. How old is their current pitching coach, by the way?
You old stupid man, get lost.
Wow.
This is not like Regan, who was 86.
Yeah, it's not Regan anymore, right?
Who did you say that to, Don?
I think he's saying people say that to him.
No, because I was going through a whole thing about the get off my lawn thing. Like that's that the younger generation just takes any opinion they disagree with an older person. It's just get off my lawn and just disregard our opinion because we're just a bunch of old decrepit fools. And that's not true. And also, Shining Wizards, Kevin, I'm being disrespectful saying Vin Scully. That's his name. He's like, did he call Vince Scully Vin Scully?
No, his name
says
Vin.
Vince Scully.
Well, no, people accidentally say it that way when you say it all together.
But it's Vin.
It's Vin, correct. Anyways, so Pete Alonso was asked about the firing of Chili Davis. And here's Pete.
It's confusing for me. And listen, like I respect everybody who made that decision, but to me, it just doesn't make sense right now. But I know that the guys coming in, they're great minds, they're great people. And I know that the people who are in charge in the office, I know that they want to win. Everybody wants to win. But I guess from a results standpoint, let's say two and a half years, the results have been there. And to me, it still doesn't make sense. And they're great guys, but I'm more perplexed because of like the actual results that they've been able to provide for the team.
Now, Tom Slater also out for the Mets. Lindor.
They call him Slate. His name is Slate.
I call him Slatey, but not anymore. Okay. Francisco Lindor said he takes responsibility for the firings.
They can't hit for me. I'm very accountable. That slump, it's on me. You know, it's not on Chile. It's not on Slate. And if I continue to slump, it's not on the two new hitting coaches. You know, this is not anybody. This is on me. Nobody can go up to the box and hit for me. I expect results, and the fans expect results, and everybody expects the results, you know. And this one's on me. This one's on me. I got to start producing. I got to start doing better.
Hey, people may not be happy with Lindor's performance so far, but you got to love him from a personality standpoint.
He's great. You know, he gave the right answer.
Now, the Mets have maybe a scarier issue to face right now, which is right side tightness for Jacob DeGrom. We now know he's going to undergo an MRI. Here's Luis Rojas on the DeGrom injury.
He let us know earlier today that he had some tightness on his right side. You know, I saw him before coming to the field, and he was stretching, trying to feel his right side a little bit. And that's when, you know, we started discussing whether he was going to start or not. And then we got to the point where, you know, he's not, and he's getting further tests right now. And then we're waiting to see some result.
Wow. Oh, boy. I mean, a collective fan base holding its breath, because that's it right there.
Michael, the Rangers just issued a statement that I don't know if there's ever been a statement issued by a team more scathing.
Okay. I'd like – can Peter, you allow him to read it here?
Yeah, I grant permission. Can we get music? I don't know what the music would be.
I guess not. Please go, Don.
Statement from the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers are extremely disappointed the Capitals forward Tom Wilson was not suspended for his horrifying act of violence last night at Madison Square Garden. Wilson is a repeat offender and a long history of these types of acts, and we find it shocking that the NHL and their Department of Player Safety failed to take the appropriate action and suspend him indefinitely. All right, that's good, but it gets better. Wilson's dangerous and reckless actions caused an injury to Artemi Panarin that will prevent him from playing again this season. We view this as a dereliction of duty by NHL head of player safety George Parros and believe he is unfit to continue his current role.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Now, Andrew, get Parros on the air right now.
Bye, buddy. Have a great life.
George Parros may not be a name that you're familiar with, okay?
He's the NHL. He's the rich guy who funds all the liberals that everyone hates.
No, now, that's George Soros.
Parros went to Princeton, played in the NHL for a bunch of teams, and had just this obnoxiously big mustache. So if you ever see him, you'll have seen him before. But that's a statement, Michael.
That's a statement. That is a statement. I love it. Now do something tomorrow.
Well, speaking of statements, here's another interesting one that came up. Tom Brady was asked a question. This is via NFL's Draft-a-thon. The question was whether or not he would trade one of his 7 Super Bowl rings.
No, I think it was 2.
Oh, a couple. Sorry. Yeah. That's the way it was worded. A couple of his 7 Super Bowl rings to get back the Super Bowl 42 loss to the Giants. Brady said, quote, "I would. Let's be real." It should also be noted that Eli Manning retweeted the entire thing and then just wrote, "Never."
Love that. He's become very good at Twitter. I'm shocked that Brady would say that.
Because
to me, a 19-0 is just it's like a shiny ring. So you'd give up 2 Super Bowl championships to get that shiny ring. You still got, I mean, I guess you'd get one back if you got that win. So you'd be giving up 1.
Right.
But I'm kind of surprised he admit that.
And not only do you only give up 1, essentially, but he's already talked about as the GOAT. Imagine 1 less ring, but a perfect season,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
See, well, that's the same amount of rings, though. He'd still have 7.
I know, but Michael, it gets obnoxious at some point. But the fact that he would be having an undefeated season in a 16-game schedule, never before done in the history of the sport, because the Dolphins did theirs in a 14-game schedule.
Doesn't that make Eli feel wonderful that this thing is still eating at this guy forever? It will eat at him forever.
Because think about that, Michael. I used to always bring it up, like when the Colts would nail in the last two games. Like, listen, we're not looking for a perfect season. We just want to be healthy for the postseason. I'd be like, wait a minute. Every year a team wins a championship. Every year. They're special. But every year someone's winning the Super Bowl. But not everybody can say a perfect season. Right?
I'm just surprised that you'd give one up. I'll give two up. But you would be getting one back because they lost the game.
I think that's the only answer.
I wonder if Bill Belichick would feel that way.
Yes.
I don't know, because then he'd have five.
Oh, he'd want it too, though. He'd want that perfect seed.
No, he'd have six.
It's the feather in the cap. It's the mic dropper. You love a good mic drop, Michael.
I love it. I do it all the time.
It's the mic dropper of all mic droppers. Remember the perfect season? Oh, yeah. That's right.
You know, Kevin, a Shining Wizards Kevin said that Peter's dressed like an IT guy today, and I have to agree.
It's just a short sleeve.
Short sleeve white shirt. All you have to do is put his tie on. You'd be Tim McCarver. Right. Am I right?
It's not a white shirt. It's actually light blue, but what can I do?
I mean, if it was white and you had glasses on, it'd be falling down. If you don't get the reference, go to IMDb. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
Can you say it one more time?
It's so falling down. Just those big.
The Michael Douglas vehicle?
Yes.
Wait, was
he attacking people on the West Side Highway?
Was he wearing a tie too, or no?
I don't remember.
I don't. But there's something about short sleeve dress shirts that you would get away with it, but barely.
It's not. But for the record, it's not a dress shirt. Look at it. This is not a dress shirt. It's like a.
Don't you agree, Don? Anybody under the age of 70, if they wear a short sleeve dress shirt with a tie, they have to be let go.
Yeah. Oh, with a tie.
Unless it's 1967, right?
And you're in Mad Men,
right? And you're at the automat. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, who wears short sleeve dress shirts and then a tie? The tie it kind of like cancels out the short sleeves. Well, let me tie myself up on the neck and sweat, but I'm going to have free rein on the arm. Now, Peter's just showing off the hairy arms. That's why he's doing it.
You know what I want to do?
What?
That. Yeah. I have to show people the arms. I know how much they love it. I get such positive feedback on this show.
Why wouldn't you? Beautiful.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The talk around Aaron Rodgers continues, guys. And what is the straw that is breaking the camel's back when it comes to his relationship with his Green Bay Packers? Well, now, according to Ian Rappaport, the death knell is the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' decision to release receiver Jake Kumerow. Rodgers had publicly praised him. He'd been with the team since 2017. And right after praising him, he was promptly cut one day later. Rappaport said Rodgers wanted to be more involved in some of the personnel decisions. This is crazy, but it does seem like this drove Rodgers nuts when he was released just a day after being praised by Rodgers publicly. By the way, I get it. I mean, let me be clear. I think nobody thinks higher of themselves than Aaron Rodgers. I'm not trying to say he doesn't have any nozzle in him. He definitely does. I think there's definitely an element of his ego feels threatened, that they're even considering moving on after next year with Jordan Love. I think that's a factor. I think they're all factors. But, guys, if you were in his position on that team, where you're talking about, let's be real, a 9-7, 8-8 kind of team every year, that he makes 13-3 and gives them a chance to win a Super Bowl. you publicly go out and say you love a player, the next day that player is cut, that would tick you right off. There's no way.
Well, maybe they like to flex on him. You know, you're great, but you're not us. So they take it, and that's why there's a divorce going on. And by the way, Shining Wizards, Kevin is saying it wasn't him who said the thing, so I can't find who actually said it. I thought it was Shining Wizards. Sorry, Shining Wizards.
You're calling him Shining Wizards as if that's his first name.
Yes, Kevin's his last name.
Got it. Shining Wizards.
Oh, it's Steve Brzezinski who said it. Just noticed Rosenberg Radio looks someone like someone that'd be more suited for IT tech support. Sorry, Shining Wizards.
You don't say. It was either Brzezinski or Shining Wizards Kevin. Who would have believed that? The only other culprit could be resident comedian Mike Gaffney. You know, we talk about the best callers. We don't talk about the best tweeters.
They are the best tweeters.
But Brzezinski and Shining Wizards Kevin, all right. What do you think they're doing during the show?
They're sitting at a desk? They're taking notes.
Are they working? But are they at a desk job and the radio's on, so they'll just bang something out?
That's what I think. Don't forget Jarv. Jarv's up there, too.
No, Jarv's great. Jarv's birthday the other day. I think yesterday.
Happy belated, Jarv.
Yeah, Jarvie. He likes to be called Jarvie.
How old is he? Because he gave, Pettit and somebody odd. He just didn't feel like doing the math.
Quinn and Williams, guys, out 8 to 10 weeks after sustaining a foot fracture last week during a workout at the team facility. So
now, they say he'll be ready for training camp, but he's going to miss the mini camps and all of that. But yeah. What's disturbing to me, he just broke his foot working out.
I know, and he's likely will need surgery. That will do it for ENN on this Tuesday, May 4th. If you're expecting some sort of Star Wars reference, keep waiting, losers. Not going to happen.
We have Islanders hockey coming up in just a moment. We'll have Mark Messier. Is that what you said?
Messier? That's right, Messier.
Yeah, tomorrow. And we'll have what happens with the Yankees and the Astros and the latest on the MRI with DeGrom. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.